Welcome back, everybody, to the Maybaum Perspective. I am so excited today to have a special guest. He probably needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyways. Mr. Keith Lawrence, who is Maybaum's Residential Development Director. Hi, Keith.
Hello.
We're so excited to have you. Keith is the man behind the scenes in a lot of projects and a lot of developments and the work that is done behind the scenes to get the neighborhoods that you guys live in now and that you agents are selling in now. It is enormous.
It's a lot going on.
Some days that word is maybe a little bit harsher than enormous, but as residential real estate agents, you know, whether you're with Maybaum or you're outside of the company, you have sold or helped a buyer buy a home in one of our neighborhoods. This man has done something with that. So first of all, thank you. Because
it's what I love to do. I'm probably one of the few that's blessed. I really enjoyed it.
And it shows because your work and your team, you know, just provide such wonderful neighborhoods and well thought out. You know, I think that's another thing is nothing Keith does is not probably thought and thought again times 10.
Yep. We do a lot of layouts, a lot of replanning.
Absolutely. A lot of erasing, if you will, and redoing. But we've just had, for those of you that were able to join us at our sales meeting, we just had both a Georgia and South Carolina sales meeting. But for those of you that potentially were not, I wanted to give in a nutshell kind of what you went over, broad stroke things that you talked about that the development company as a whole is working on right now.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to. We talked about the neighborhood updates, which I can go into on that side. We talked about kind of what's going on in the different markets, how they're different. What we've got going on right now, we've actually about to start construction on just a little over 400 lots.
That's four
different locations. We have three in Columbia County, one in Aiken County. A lot going on. We don't typically release too much information on them.
Okay.
The one we've got in North Augusta is going to be Hawks Vista. It's a townhouse community right off of Riverside Boulevard.
Great.
Excited about that. So that's coming up. It's about 70 units. We haven't determined the pricing on it. The other ones in Columbia County are going to be very similar to what we've done at Whispering Pines, which is multiple price points.
Okay.
Great locations. You know, and I can kind of take a second to mention that. One of the things that's key for us is always trying to find our A locations.
Right.
I think it's
absolutely
so important. You know, any restaurant, commercial, retail always says location, location, location. It's the same for us. We always want to develop the best neighborhoods, best locations, which means we may pass on projects.
Yeah.
I think if I could go through probably every project in Columbia County and we either looked at it, passed on it, or just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely the case. Market-wise, I think it's interesting when you really break down the different markets that are around us. You've got Columbia County, Aiken County, Richmond County, Edgefield County, and then McDuffie. That's kind of the ones that really surround us.
Right. Okay.
Going on. And they all have the little nuances on what you can and can't get done, what it takes to get it done, and their desire for growth. Obviously, I want everybody to want growth because that's what we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, we'll start alphabetically. If you look at Aiken County, Aiken County has really struggled with some sewer capacity issues.
Okay.
They've seen a tremendous amount of growth. I mean, they used to be Columbia County was the leader by about three times the building permits pulled. And that's flopped over to Aiken County.
Okay.
That's by design. We'll touch on that in the Columbia County side. But when you look at Aiken County, they just have had sewer constraints. That have really come up because of the enormous amount of growth that they've had. They want the development. So you would say, so why don't you just focus all your efforts there?
Right.
So when we look at it, it's the entitlement or the zoning side is actually pretty easy or less difficult, I should say. Sewer capacity, not having the sewer means you can't do anything.
Doesn't matter
if you have the best plan or not. But they are the most difficult and time-consuming on the final platting side. And it's kind of unusual for us, but we paved Sanctuary 2 in July, August of last year. Last week, we just got the final plat.
Wow. And that's what people don't understand. The process, you know, and we won't go deep down that rabbit hole and call any one entity out in the side that you have to deal with on the government. But there's a lot of different county and city and, you know, rules that have to be followed, but also processes. And we're one of many in line, in a queue, that have to get in that line to get approved.
Absolutely. We're probably the best rule followers.
That's right. I like to hear that.
I'm a rule guy. I like to know.
Our general counsel likes to hear that too.
We follow the processes, and we, you know, in Aiken County, we follow all the processes. We do the things. We turn it in. We follow the rules. It's just that they take every time they ask for information, it's 45 days. Mm-hmm. They take the entire 45 days. So you have two times that happens. That's 3 months.
Right.
And so that part is Aiken's challenge. Edgefield County, they've tweaked their zoning ordinance. They don't want the growth as much as they've had. Now they have a lot that's entitled. I think you'll see Edgefield County will probably tick up on building permits this year. But they're choking that back down. But for us, we don't have really anything going in Edgefield County because the velocity has been less.
Okay.
Our goal is to do 40, 50 houses a year at a minimum, because we have multiple price points. And if we can't get the velocity, then we'll let somebody else be the leader on some of those areas.
Okay.
And that I can go ahead and hit McDuffie because it's the same. It has the same constraint, which is that there's a number of neighborhoods. I think you'll see a pretty good bump in the building permits pulled this in McDuffie County this year because of the neighborhoods they've got.
Okay.
But it's still yet to be seen whether they're going to get the velocity in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And so for us, again, so if you look at Edgefield County and McDuffie County, they are going to have the growth because McDuffie right now is just not seen as a new construction opportunity.
Right.
When you're out there looking, your mindset is, well, McDuffie County is just as close as Aiken County from Columbia County. If not, probably 10 minutes.
A little bit closer.
So when you look at it, you would think that, you know, McDuffie makes logical sense. But it's just, you know, I think Aiken's definitely has better retail commercial on that side. So it has some other draws that take you to it. And then Columbia County is by far the highest price per square foot for our builders to get. It's the highest velocities that we can get in our neighborhoods. But they've just have tweaked some things lately in the last couple of years where they don't want as much growth. And I was talking to Mark Ivey about this, and he was saying basically they do want the growth, but they want it in large lots. And
okay. So larger lots, meaning like larger homes. Right. So larger homes, more expensive homes. Okay. And we can touch on the housing affordability and a little bit on that. But if they are slowing that down, what does that do for you with the plans that you've already laid out for the company?
It doesn't change our entitlement. We've basically worked over the last 8 to 10 years, and we have positioned ourselves, so we've got 5,000 lots in our pipeline right now.
Wow.
And so
5,000. Wowzers.
That's approximate close to $2 billion worth of sales volume, of home sale volume. And so we started a lot of these neighborhoods years ago. And that's the thing. Most people don't realize that, you know, it's not just a quick process from finding the land to start the development. And the next thing
get the neighborhood out of there.
I have 1, 2, 3 going right now that we have 7 years we spent on them. And we're still 2 years away from pulling the trigger on.
Yeah.
But that's the positioning that we do. We find the right location. We know it's moving in that direction. We identify it. We work with landowners.
Right.
We try to get ourselves in there. And then the last one on that list was Richmond County.
Right.
We talked about Richmond. Richmond County has typically just suffered from the stigma of that the schools just aren't as good as other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they have the magnet schools, which are fantastic.
Right.
But you're obviously the average student is not going to qualify for a magnet
school.
So, you know, everybody is not a stellar person like yourself that gets straight A's.
Teetotaler right here. Teetotaler. That's
right. Right there. And so I think it runs the risk of, if you're buying a home in Richmond County and you have just an average student, that they're going to go to just one of the high schools or elementary schools or middle schools, and they just don't have this good a ranking statewide.
That.
And so for us, what you see in Richmond County is it's just been more square footage for the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
They become very price competitive with the neighborhoods. There's not as much to separate them off.
That's right. Yep.
And so we have shied away from Richmond County on our side. It definitely sells a lot of homes, but still not anywhere near Columbia County or Aiken County.
Yeah.
On the volume.
So it sounds like Columbia County and Aiken County are, you know, primed and ready for different types of growth and different types of developments. But going rogue a little bit here, if I'm an agent, right, and I have buyers that are looking and they are just dead set, maybe they've been in an older home and they are not moving unless it is new construction or new construction-ish, maybe last 5 years, but specifically I want a new construction home. What are some things that would prime me as an agent it's my first time I'm going to represent somebody in a new construction sale. When I'm looking at neighborhoods, whether it's a Maybaum development or not, what are some things that I should look for in the neighborhood?
I was thinking about this and coming in here. One of the key things I think is look at what the appreciation has been in the neighborhood already.
Okay, that's good. Good start.
So one of the things we really pride ourselves in is in our neighborhoods, you can look at the appreciation values we have. We stick with the same builders. We make sure the square footage parameters are abided by.
Yep.
And so we've had huge growth. One of the neighborhoods, Whispering Pines, we sold a three-car, the first three-car garage I think we'd ever sold was Oconee Capital in that neighborhood. It was, I think it was $289,900.
Wow.
That same house today is
$549,900.
Woo! And so huge appreciations and values that we're not just about selling homes. We're about building communities. And
that's
I think
right.
that's important to look at the amenities, to look at the houses, and to look at what the resales have been mm-hmm. in that neighborhood. If,
yeah.
if the resales aren't keeping up with it, there's a reason somewhere.
Right.
So I think it's so important to dig into the community and look at what else is gone, what has happened in the past and what's coming up. Because if you've got more phases coming up, that's usually a good thing for appreciation.
Right.
Because
something's working.
That's right. Things are going to be increasing. The lot prices definitely increase. The
that's
house
right.
prices increase, and that drives the resale value up on that side.
On the reverse of that, if I'm an agent and I'm looking with my buyer in a new construction neighborhood, what are some amenities that I should make sure are included? Or what amenities, does Maybaum and CSR Development specifically want to make sure in our Maybaum New Homes neighborhoods that we afford for those homeowners?
And they vary.
Okay.
Very, very based on the
Let's
price.
Let's talk pickleball courts. When do we get pickleball
we've
courts? Just standard in all of our
neighborhoods. Got a new neighborhood.
There we
that
go.
Has pickleball courts in it.
Interview over.
Yeah, done.
Perfect.
I'm gonna move
Moving
in.
There.
So it depends on the price point we're trying to hit
okay.
and how many units that we have available. So I think it just depends when you look at it all. If it's a like Canton Park, it's a townhome community, it's about 16 acres. It didn't have room for everything.
Right.
It doesn't have the units to support it. So if you're dealing with like a Whispering Pines, it has a ton of amenities. Mm-hmm. Riverwood Plantation, tons of amenities.
Right.
You look at what the section has, but also what that means is an increased HOA dues associated with supporting that.
We don't want that, though.
Yeah,
come on.
Some people do. I mean, I it's funny. Some if you look at, you drive neighborhoods that don't have HOAs, a lot of the older Martinez neighborhoods don't.
Right.
Some are very well maintained. But that's the pride of the particular homeowners. I've seen
sure.
some other ones where you've got cars parked in the front yard. So I'm a big advocate for
yeah,
HOAs.
You, absolutely.
Everybody thinks they want to do whatever they can in an HOA because they don't have an HOA.
Right.
But when you have an HOA, it protects your value
right.
of your property.
So as an agent, that's a good thing for you to be on the lookout for, especially if you're, leading someone into a neighborhood, kind of look at what the HOA covers, obviously how much it is, but look at what it covers to protect your, client as well. As an agent, what misconceptions, let's kind of debunk maybe some new construction or development, mm-hmm. Outside of just the timeframes, which we've touched on, just in summation, I guess, what would be something that you could debunk for us today that agents maybe are unaware of or things that their clients maybe are unaware of?
I think the biggest one I'd say, there's two. There's one related to the sales side, there's one to the development
okay.
side. Okay. Now look at this, the development side is that it's easy. Anybody can do it. that it doesn't seem that difficult. Why does it take so long? Even though down here in Georgia, minus a few snow days we had this year, you say, well, why does it take so long to build a neighborhood?
Right.
For us, we still have historically, it's been really the last 7 or 8 years, which is we hit a wet period of time from December until March.
Okay.
What that means for us on the development side is we don't get much done. We can't.
Yeah.
We're in there moving
slows
dirt.
Down.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wet, doesn't dry out. And I said, I think that, I mentioned earlier is the time associated with it. It's a business. So we commit a lot of time and effort to build up to get to these points. So
sure.
we have 4 full-time people that work in our office. And so that's all we do. We don't
yeah.
have another job.
Right.
That's it. And I think some companies that do it here in town that they're split responsibilities people have. This is our sole responsibility.
Yeah.
And so we love it. And I think the other one for agents on here is that, people think new construction is easy. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that in addition to my resale.
Right.
But a lot of our new home agents, that's all they do.
Sure.
And it's because while we're building the neighborhood, they're trying to drive buyers.
They're
working on the marketing side. And guess what? That may be 6 months before we plat it. And then 6 months after it.
Right.
These people are spending 12 months without a paycheck.
Sure.
And resale agents generally think, they're thinking the 45 to 60 day close. Every one of our new construction agents are typically thinking 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And so
it's a different
mindset. And I tell everybody, I mean, it's extremely time consuming. Most agents input a listing in there. Our agents are maintaining the listings mm-hmm. as things are changing in the house, updating pictures. Sometimes agents
right.
take six sets of pictures for a listing.
That's right.
So I think it's almost like a split in your career path. Mm-hmm. It is truly a career path if you want to be a top new home agent on that side.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one, I think, to end on, because I think the questions that we get a lot of times from agents that have not done new construction yet really relate to the time frames, both for their buyers or for the neighborhoods themselves. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of knowledge that is missing. And so I'm hoping that we'll get you back on here to the Maybaum perspective. But we thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Everybody stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned for the next Maybaum perspective.